This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The Liturgical Scripture Readings for Pentecost. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At the sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.
If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, with whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Carla, to you and all of our listeners, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's an interesting one since my birthday's in November.
That's right. Well, we are celebrating the birthday of the church, Pentecost Sunday.
I knew what you meant.
I know. So, but before we get into our amazing readings and how the Spirit is moving the church even today, a few important days that I want to mention. June 9th is celebration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our church. June 13th is the feast day of St. Anthony of Padua. And then June 14th, Flag Day. So a great day to show love of God and love of country by flying your American flag. So with Pentecost, with the Spirit, there is power. We have laity, have the boldness to live and proclaim Christ. And then the bishops and priests have the power to forgive sins. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. But I want to first start out with actually the word Pentecost, right? Pentecost means five, and it's the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles 50 days after the resurrection. And that's why I celebrated or wished you a happy birthday.
Right.
But the Pentecost mentioned in our first reading today is referring to the Jewish Pentecost or Shavuot. So Shavuot, Pentecost is also known as the Festival of Weeks. There are three points I want to make about this one. So typically in the Jewish mind, it commemorates the time when the first fruits were harvested and brought to the temple. Secondly, it celebrates the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai. And thirdly, Passover freed the Jews physically from bondage, but the giving of the Torah on Shavuot redeems the Jews spiritually. So definitely it has that very spiritual dimension to it. So we also celebrate 50 days from beginning with Christ's resurrection to Christian Pentecost. So from a Christian perspective, we see that Christian Easter is the fulfillment of the Jewish Passover, and Christian Pentecost is the fulfillment of the Jewish Pentecost. So a wonderful fulfillment that we see in this birthday of the church
today. That direct tie-in, yes.
Exactly. And we're going to start our readings today with Acts chapter 2.
Yeah, we do. We have this wonderful reading from the book of Acts, and it's talking about, it begins with when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled. And we hear about this huge gathering of people on the occasion of the annual Jewish celebration of Pentecost that you just talked about. And like you said, it was celebrated 50 days after the Feast of the Passover. And at the time, this was a Jewish holiday. It was kind of a harvest fest, and the theme was focusing on loaves of bread, and that they were made from the first fruits of the spring wheat harvest. And it's interesting when you connect this with, you know, the Eucharist and the harvest festival.
Yeah,
of
how
wheat.
Beautiful it all
yes.
sees that fulfillment, don't we? Yes.
It's like God had a plan. I always like to joke about, right? And so there were Jewish men from all the neighboring regions, and they were required to make that pilgrimage to Jerusalem and to take part in the celebration. And that explains why so many people who were speaking so many different languages were all gathered together in Jerusalem on that day. And so that's why the,
those difficult names
to pronounce. Right, the Medes and the Elamites and so on, right?
Yes.
So what about that, Kevin?
Yeah, and I think another thing that's really important with Pentecost, this birthday, this ushers in a new phase of Trinitarian revelation. We see how God the Father made himself known to humanity, beginning with Adam and Eve and up until the incarnation. We see God the Son made himself known beginning with his incarnation and birth through his ascension that we celebrated last week. And now we see God the Spirit makes himself known through his descent onto the apostles and the whole world at Pentecost. What a beautiful, how the Trinitarian theme gets rolled out to us. God the Father, then God the Son, then God the Holy Spirit. So now we see this full Trinitarian expression of God with the birth of the church. And as you mentioned, all the known world was gathered in Jerusalem, represented by all those places that we were saying is hard to pronounce. but God the Spirit descends on the apostles and brings the many back to one so that all can hear the one voice of God. Remember the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11? There was one language, but yet in their pride, they tried to build a tower to the heavens to make a name for themselves. But God scattered them, confused their one language into many. This now says Pentecost is Babel in reverse. And with the wisdom of John Paul II, he says, Pentecost is still happening today.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful.
That's what it says in the reading, that they were all astounded and in amazement, right? Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans, but
yes,
we all understand them. And that's the word of God, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it really
is. In our hearts.
Yes,
and
how
I'm
beautiful
not talking
that is.
Necessarily the nationality, but the
right.
language of God that is
right.
understood by all peoples throughout the world.
Yes, and in fact, we're going to see in our second reading how God uses that Holy Spirit and all those spiritual gifts, giving people different gifts, but yet it's one God.
Yeah, and we hear this in the second reading, you're right. St. Paul is writing his letter to the Corinthians, and he talks about the body having many parts, and that all the parts of the body, though many, are one body also. And St. Paul goes on, he explains how the Holy Spirit is made manifest in the mystical body of Christ. He tells us that we, the baptized, are one body, and that the body has many parts, and that each part plays a different role. On more than one occasion, I've heard it said that we, the baptized, are the same as the Eucharist. But that's not true. There is a profound difference between the Eucharist and the mystical body of Christ. They're both directly and intimately connected, but they are not the same thing. Just before we receive Holy Communion, the priest holds up the host and proclaims the body of Christ, because that's what it is. The Eucharist is the real presence. In other words, the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Jesus Christ in the true presence, whereas the mystical body of Christ is comprised of those who are baptized and participating in the mysteries of Christ through the sacraments. It's a manifestation of the body, but it's not the same as the real presence in the Eucharist.
Yeah, and our mystical body of Christ, we all have to respond to God through faith, because we know faith is a gift from God, which is brought alive by the Holy Spirit. And so the question to you, me, or listeners today is, what gift have you been given? And if you don't know, pray. Now, some gifts may be very clear to you. Some gifts may only become obvious after a life event. Some gifts you may not know about until the other side of heaven. But the idea is for us to continue to pray, to discern, to seek good counsel. In the Catechism, paragraph 801, it says, test everything and retain what is good. But remember, we got a question like Mary, not Zechariah.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's move to the gospel today.
All right. And in this gospel, I read the one from John 14, and Jesus is preparing his disciples for his death. And he said, I have told you this while I am with you. And then he goes on to tell them to expect the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will be sent out by the Father in the name of Jesus. And just before that, he tells them, whoever loves me and keeps my words, we will come and make our dwelling with him. Jesus is again reinforcing the truth of the Holy Trinity.
Exactly. And in the alternate reading in John 20, we want to make known that Christ brings three gifts. The gifts of his presence, he is with us always. The gift of his peace, and that great shalom, that peace in all circumstances. And finally, the gift of the Holy Spirit and his authority. This line, the last line in this reading is, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. And this is written by the Council of Trent. All the fathers of the church have said that the power to forgive or retain sins was passed on to the apostles and their rightful successors through our Lord's symbolic action and his clear words, so that those who have sinned after receiving baptism might be reconciled to the church. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREDEI radio.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MaterDeiRadio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.